Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. It's good to be with you today, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed Pastor Lutz there in the last half hour. Pastor Arasnaka will be coming up at 2 o'clock, and I encourage you to stay tuned for that. Always a blessing. And in the meantime, you've got me, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We certainly invite you to come out and visit us. We'll have that information here coming up at the end of the program. But also want to remind you, this Sunday we have our anniversary, or I'm sorry, not our anniversary, that's what I usually announce. It's our church dedication service. We just moved into our new location about a month and a half ago at 4174 Wheatley Road in Richfield, Ohio. And so we're going to have a dedication service this coming Sunday. And then we have a meal plan for after the morning service. And if you have been looking for an excuse to visit us, this would be a great time to do so. But I'm not going to be preaching. A good friend of our church, David Eisminger, used to pastor up in Michigan. He also was in evangelism and working with small, struggling churches there for a number of years. And he is going to be coming up from the Pittsburgh area to preach for us at our church dedication service for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church this coming Sunday. So check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you'll find out more information there. You can link to the homepage for our church there, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, as well as some other things. There's a bunch of other materials there at livewithpastoral.com. Past programs, articles on a variety of subjects, and some other materials there. Also, programs for our Sunday night program. And again, if you've been following us, we just went on in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk Tampa on Sunday nights with our 11 to midnight program. Appreciate everybody's prayers that made that possible. Keep praying for us, and we're hoping to do some good things with the program and the opportunity that God has given us there to reach Central Florida with the Word of God. So we're going to go ahead and get into our program. We got a special guest coming up today, and let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I do pray that you would bless the program today. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody. We pray that we would lift up and glorify Christ, that we could point people that are searching to Christ, that they might find him as their Lord and Savior as well, and that we could encourage believers in their walk with you. And we thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we've got a special program, as I said, this afternoon. We have a special guest. Pastor Josiah Kagan is joining us today. He works with a group called Faith Wins. He's the Ohio director. And Pastor Kagan, are you there?
I am.
Well, I'm glad to have you with us here this afternoon, and it was great to meet you. You were out at our church not too long ago, shortly after we got into our new facility with the Faith Wins event, and I think it's tremendous what you're doing, but welcome to the program today.
Well, thank you for having me on, and thank you for opening up your church to us just a few weeks back. We certainly appreciate that.
Well, you're with the Ohio director, I believe is the right title, right, for Faith Wins?
Yes.
And what does that mean?
Well, Faith Wins is an organization that is seeking to help churches to find their voice, to step out into the public arena.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone listening to this program realizes that our country is going through some turmoil. And if you've been around churches long, you realize that even within churches, there's those that have stepped back out of the arena. Recent statistics show us that many of those that claim to know Jesus Christ don't engage in voting, and so there's you know, a large step back from the public arena, from voting, and from getting involved in what people would say is politics. And so Faith Wins is an organization that is essentially trying to help Christians find their voice again and encourage pastors, congregations, and believers individually to step back out into the public arena and to maximize the Christian vote and voice. Faith Wins was started by a individual named Chad Conley. Chad Conley was the first faith engagement director for the RNC back around 2016 under Reince Priebus when he was the chair of the Republican National Convention. And after that election cycle, God led Chad Conley to start this organization, Faith Wins. He continued to do what he was doing, just going out and engaging churches, engaging evangelicals in the political process and getting them to hold voter registration within their churches, which is perfectly legal, and not telling people who to vote for, but encouraging them to engage and not disengage. And so God has marvelously blessed it. And it really is just focused on that. Faith Wins is, you know, when people of faith get involved, faith wins. We win. The right and righteousness prevails. And so that's what Faith Wins is all about, maximizing the Christian vote and voice.
And Josiah Kagan, you are a pastor yourself. Could you tell our listeners where you're at, your church, and how, as a pastor, God got you involved in this organization?
Yes. I pastor down in the Dayton area. The city is Kettering. It's Grace Baptist Church in Kettering, Ohio. The church is just going on 39 years old at the end of this year. And I began pastoring it back in 2015. Been there much longer, but became the senior pastor in 2015. And the Lord brought me into this state right out of Bible college. And the Lord allowed me to pastor this church, which has been the privilege of my lifetime, a great group of people and a growing group of people in their heart for the Lord and their faith. And it's a tremendous thing to see what God has been doing here. But you asked the question, you know, how did I get involved? It really goes back much mm-hmm. further. You know, as a child, I went to Christian school, and even I grew up in Indiana. Even as a school child, they would bring us to Eric Miller's Citizens Concerned for the Constitution every school year. It was a big convention down in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I just remember, I can think back to the ballrooms there in the RCA arena being filled up with Christians who were concerned about the direction of our nation, led by this man, Eric Miller. And so from early days in my life, I was taught that Christians should be involved in the political arena. That wasn't something that we were supposed to, step back from, but we were supposed to be involved. So fast forward, when God gave me the opportunity here in Ohio to pastor, I already was involving myself in the city as God opened up doors as a police chaplain, and knowing city officials, interacting with them, knowing my state representative, praying with them, getting coffee with them, just staying in contact with them. Also had an opportunity to be involved in some state-level things with Awake Ohio, and that's another organization that just engaging pastors into our being involved with our state officials. And so God has just, you know, opened up doors. And because of the way that I was raised and really the way that I believe that we're supposed to be salt and light everywhere, I've not, you know, said no to those opportunities, just looked at them as an outflow of who I'm supposed to be as a believer. So as a pastor back in 2019 in August or 2020 in August, I was asked to host a Faith Wins pastor's luncheon by a good friend of mine, Byron Fox, who's an evangelist and very involved in the public arena over in Virginia. So I did, and Chad Conley came and he spoke, and my heart was just energized by his passion and his desire to take our country back for God. And at that point, just struck up a friendship. Well, August or January 2021, Chad asked a group of pastors, about 18 pastors from across the country, to come to Washington, D.C., and he was going to share his vision and just try to duplicate himself into many different states and using pastors in those states to to broaden the message and, you know, broadcast the message. So at that meeting, I heard this man, David Barton, and I had heard his name before, but never really had paid much attention to him. But he is an amazing American historian. He has 167,000 original artifacts or pieces of American history, including founding documents, Bibles, and so on. So many, and he has in conjunction with a man by the name of Glenn Beck, he has the American Journey Experience down in Dallas, Texas. Amazing, amazing place. But I heard him speak January 2021, and he began to share the history of our nation and the history of our founding fathers. And one thing really specifically stood out to me, and it was this, that many of our founding fathers had as their close advisors, they had pastors. And these pastors in the early days of our country were preaching messages in their pulpits, no matter how big or small their audience was, they were preaching messages that had to do with what people were seeing in the public arena. So if there, you know, for instance, if there was a fight that broke out in the Congress, the pastors would preach on it, and there's a message that deals with that. If they saw earthquakes, the pastors would preach on that. Anything that the people were seeing in the public arena of life, they would preach to, and they would apply the scriptures to. And how that impacted many of the founding fathers and the early leaders of our country was they had preachers who were taking God's word and helping to give advice and shape the direction of our nation through those leaders. And many of the early leaders of our country would refer back to their preachers as the ones who influenced them. So I walked away from that meeting and having heard this well-documented history, though it's not going to be in the history books, and I didn't even learn it in Christian school, but well-documented history from David Barton, I walked away thinking, you know, the direction of our nation was shaped by the pulpits of our country. And many times, Pastor Al, I'm sure you've heard this, keep politics out of the pulpit. And don't talk, you know, keep them separate. You just focus on the gospel and let politics be politics. But what's happened in our nation is preachers have stopped applying God's word to the public arena. And look at the mess that we're in. So I walk away from that meeting early 2021 realizing I can't be a part of that. I must take God's word as a God-called preacher and apply it right to the public square, right to the issues that we're facing, whether that be abortion, whether that be the gender confusion, whatever the situation is, I need to take God's word and apply it lovingly. The Bible tells me to speak the truth in love, and Jesus loved all people, but that does not negate the fact that God is holy, and I must take God's word and apply it there. So I learned that early 2021, and that leads me to 2022, where the Lord enabled me to just partner with Chad and Faith Wins to develop a network of pastors here in the state that are advancing, and they are involved, and they're leading their people to be involved in the public arena, whether that's getting them to make sure that they're voting, helping out with election integrity, being poll watchers, being poll workers, whatever the case may be, but leading God's people to re-engage in the public arena. And so that's what we're about. That's how I got into it. And I realized that this is something that God has specifically given me to do. I did not seek it out, but it's something that God has given me to do, and I want to do it to the best of my ability.
Well, I'd certainly say amen to that when you think about it, because, you know, too many times we're kind of cloistered in our church facilities, and we just don't get out into the public square, and then we complain about what's happening out there. Our people don't understand it in relation to God's word. Our politicians aren't being held accountable to God's word because our pastors aren't getting involved. So I appreciate what you're doing, and I'd certainly echo a lot of those sentiments. And one of the things I know that Faith Wins is doing, and you alluded to it, some of the lunches and different things, meetings with pastors and such, there's some events coming up in Ohio Ohio that are very interesting. And what do we have coming up at the State House here on Monday?
Well, yes, the American Restoration Tour is a multi-state tour with Chad Conley, who directs Faith Winds. And we join forces with what we like to say, America's premier historian, David Barton. And he has wall builders. If you go to wallbuilders.com, you can find his content. But we are teaming up with him to bring a message of hope, renewal, and revival to America's leading cities and churches. And we believe that America's founding principles born out of biblical truth are under attack like never before in our history. And so we believe it's time for God's people to rise up and to engage now more than ever, and to realize and understand why God's role in America's founding and in America as a whole is irreplaceable and cannot be ignored. So we believe the responsibility rests on God's people to engage. And so we're taking David Barton around to three different places in the state of Ohio: Maumee, that's the Toledo area; Columbus at the State House; and then also in Vandalia starting this Sunday evening. And David will share how the history, documented history, how that God's role in America's founding is irreplaceable. You will walk away. If you attend one of these events, you will walk away so energized. In fact, I have a pastor friend that I went to college with who heard David for the first time last week at one of these meetings up in Michigan. And his text to me was, "I am so pumped. I am so pumped." He was so energized and realized that there's something that we can do right now to be engaged. It is something we can do. We don't have to wait for certain things to align in order to see a difference made. Right now, God's people can engage and make a difference. So this specifically, I want to just, for your listeners, I want to really encourage the event down at the State House. That is this Monday, May the 23rd at 10 a.m. in the Ohio State House atrium. So there'll be signs that'll give you direction. Do plan some extra time to get parked and get into the State House. You will have to go through security to get into the State House. But David Barton and Chad Conley will be there. Starts at 10. You can figure that it'll go to around 11:30. And then there will be a brief tour of some of the State House rooms right after the event with Representative Gary Click. And so that'll be a wonderful opportunity. I know I have some people coming from my church that homeschool, and they're counting this as a field trip day for their kids. And there might be Christian schools that they would like to do the same. But this is going to be a phenomenal event. It is not just for pastors. We want pastors there. We want city leaders there. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. We want church members, everyone, friends from work, just come on down. And you can find out more information about that at faithwinds.us/events. faithwinds.us/events.
And really, I've heard David Barton speak a couple of times on America's godly heritage. And you're right, you do come away changed and energized. And you know, I would encourage a pastor that might be questioning, because you know, I know a lot of pastors are caught between this. If I take a stand on the political issues, I might alienate somebody, and or well, you know, politics is too worldly. But I think that if you're a pastor that's kind of on the edge, wavering, should I get involved in this type of thing or should I speak to this? Certainly, I think if you hear David Barton and as he talks about what pastors did, as you said, Josiah, as they in the early days of our country, I think that God can use that to show them that the Bible says that we need to be salt and light, not just knocking on doors or in our Sunday school or in our Sunday morning or Sunday night services or something, but we need to be out there engaged with the people who are making the laws, the people who are enforcing the laws, the people who are making judgments. We need to do more than just pray for them. We need to be involved. And you know, you point out Gary Click, the representative that is helping sponsor this. I'd point out he's actually a pastor himself, a pastor at Fremont Baptist Temple. And God moved him into the political field or arena to not just to go there as a popularity thing, but to make a difference as a servant of God. And I think we need more people like that. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think, as you mentioned this, Pastor Al, this is something the Lord has been teaching me recently in a series that I'm doing through the book of Acts. Whenever we say church, we think location in our day and age.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the early days of the church, back in the book of Acts, and when Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, nowhere in the New Testament do you find that the church, when it's referred to, that it's referring to a location. Sometimes you'll have it talk where it's a church in somebody's house,
mm-hmm.
or the church, you know, in a city. But the church refers to a called out assembly from the world to
right.
Jesus Christ. But Jesus said, I will build my church. And something that's fascinating to me is that the word church was used in secular literature back in that day, and in a real sense, Jesus co-opted the term church,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I'm going to build my church, my assembly, that's going to be distinct from all the other assemblies, distinct from any political gathering, any other assembly. I'm gonna call them out to myself, and I'm going to build that assembly, that called out assembly. Well, what's interesting, you mentioned it a moment ago, we're cloistered in our buildings,
mm-hmm.
and we think that that's what church is to be. You know, build it up there and just have this, you know, this larger and larger assembly. When Jesus wanted, it was an assembly of believers, and it didn't necessarily just have one place or meet inside of a structure. It was to be everywhere. So right now, as I think about my own church, Grace Baptist Church in Kettering, very realistically, on this Friday afternoon, the church is spread out all the way throughout the community in the
yes.
area. And the church is to be salt and light in the mechanic shop, in the electrician warehouse, or the person putting in an air conditioner, the person painting the side of a house, or, you know, working with a customer. What they're to be the church everywhere. And so when we think about this, should the church be involved? Jesus said, we're to be the salt of the earth. We're to be the light of the world. We're to be everywhere, illuminating, you know, pointing the way, giving direction to Jesus Christ. We're to be preserving society from its rot of sin. We're to be everywhere. And so when we hear how the church shouldn't get involved, it couldn't be further from what Jesus was calling the church to be. We were to be in society and involved in every part, not just cloistered in our buildings. We were to be out there.
And that's really
some of what, you know, church has to do with is in reality, Jesus expected it to be very, very public and very visible. What's happened today, everything that happens inside a church happens behind closed doors. And it stays there rather than influencing society. So it's like the salt got put inside the salt shaker, the light got put under the bushel, and where's the effect? Well, we see our society rotting away. We got to get back out there as a church.
Absolutely. I like how you put that. The church right now is dispersed out in the community, and it just gathers from time to time in the church house. And so that's Josiah Kagan. We're running out of time quickly here. We probably got about a minute and a half or so left in the program. I want to thank you for being on. Thank you for the work that you're doing with Faith Wins. And what is that information if somebody wants to find out more again?
Okay, it's faithwins.us/event. faithwins.us/event.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you being on the program with us today, and I'm sure we'll be talking more in the future about some of these things as they come up. But I want to ask our listeners to go to Faith Wins and to check that out. And thank you, Josiah Kagan, for being on the radio with us here today. And looking forward to being down in Columbus on Monday for the American Restoration Tour. And we're going
to see you there.
It's going to be exciting. I know people are going to come away blessed, but we're out of time today. And I want to invite people to join us again next time. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.